What a win tonight.
Well, I mean, obviously you'd like to take it in regulation, especially it's a team that we're trying to catch. But at the same time, we needed the 2 points. And needed the 2 points and not in in shootout. So because of the tiebreakers and stuff, we needed the 2 points.
Absolutely.
We need every 2 points we can get. But I thought that for the most part, the guys battled hard. I thought that the first period was kind of so-so. We didn't play all week, and then we didn't skate this morning. With the flight yesterday, but Zach was good in net, and when we had to get a save, he made the save, and it's easier when you get ahead in the game too. Even if you don't have a good period, you finish with a 1-0 game. I mean, and then if you lead, if you lead after the second period, or if you're tied on the road, you're in business. You're in good shape. So I mean, they played hard. They played hard, and we knew that they're always aggressive on the forecheck, and they skate, and their defensemen move the puck well. So we just wanted to have more offensive opportunities. But we had a 2-on-1 there in the overtime, and we capitalized on a good shot by Max.
Speaking of needing every point that you can get, so you've got a 3-3 this weekend, next two games back to back against Syracuse, who's also trying to chase for that playoff position.
Yeah.
So how do you prepare for a weekend like this, especially
Well, it was a week-long process, starting with managing the rest and the work ratio. Also, with the traveling and all that, and the rest was a lot more important than X and O's. You want to have guys, taking short shifts, in especially the first two games, which we did for the most part tonight. And the other thing too is, we're fighting for our lives right now. We're fighting to stay alive. I think that should be enough. That should be enough motivation to get going for those games, especially playing those teams.
Absolutely. We were just talking with Max Freeberg. He seems to be all over the place, in the right places tonight out there. How's he been doing for you?
It's been great. It's been great. He's a good kid and has really good work ethic. Good habits. He's a professional, and it's good to see him get rewarded. Because he does a lot of things that a lot of people don't see, and that you don't get recognized for, you don't get rewarded for. One of them is blocking a shot there in the third period, I think, early in the third. And he does that. He kills penalties, and to see him get rewarded offensively, it's great. It's great.
Andrew Jokin's been pretty impressive in his first few games here so far as well.
Are you
pleased with how he's coming along?
No, I'm pleased with his play. He played the wing tonight, which he's the first game with us that he played the wing. I liked him. I played him at center a little bit too. I like his size. I like his speed too, and he's and his playmaking abilities.